This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heartblend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on mindset and wellness for sensitive souls. So welcome, welcome. Today, this is totally off topic, but I had to come on and share this message. I just had to. I really had to. Okay. It's been on my heart. It's been on my mind. And you know that I am a big advocate, especially for our sensitive women, to make sure that we are connecting with our bodies, we are connecting with our mind, we're connecting with who we really are truly, because we live in a world, one, that is not sensitive to our sensitivity, correct? Two, we live in a very masculine space. And three, there are so many, there are so much telling you to resist your own self. And all of which I am working so diligently to unteach. So this particular episode is really focusing on helping women to truly understand and digest our natural design. We create life. All female species on this planet carry the responsibility to design and bring in new life. Rather you decide to or not, it is completely your choice. However, it does not negate our design as who we are. And for me, I would unconsciously battle my natural design. Of course, I am completely accepting of being a woman and all of what comes with it. However, I've been trying to find the best hacks to help me balance life, to manage life, and I have failed every single time. Because every time I would try to adopt a new system, whether it's some app or it's a process or it's a way of, you know, breaking down your brain dump and prioritizing it, although those things can be helpful, they really were not solving my problem. And the issue was I was completely out of sync with my natural rhythm. I was completely out of sync with my natural body. And as women, sometimes we feel like we're up and down, we're fluctuating, we're here and there, we're all over the place. We try to squeeze in a little self-care. We try to, you know, go hard and we try to do all these things. We try to make time to calm ourselves down when we get a little anxious. We try to do all of these things and it just seems to be so overwhelming, at least for me. So that's when I started to really break down and understand our cycle. Understand that our cycle is not just the first week when we're experiencing menstruation, but the full entire cycle of how I'm designed. And I would look at it like, oh yeah, we have our ups and downs, like each week we're a little different. Each week our energy is high, sometimes our energy is low, and then we go through our period again, and then we feel tired and we're all crampy, and then we do it all over again. But what I did not realize was the intention and purpose behind that design. And I've spoken it, but it wasn't until I actually lived it all the way and completely getting in sync with my entire body. That's when so much clicked for me. You see, what does it take to truly create a new being? And I'm not saying a new baby, but a new being. When you go to recreate yourself, what does it take? It takes letting go and releasing the old you. It takes shedding away the old skin to become new. It takes putting in a little effort. It takes rest. It takes nourishment. It takes embodiment of that energy. And the thing is, we do this every month, but we don't even realize it. Every single month, you naturally already do this. You naturally already move into these mindsets. 1 week, you're feeling sexy. You're feeling fun. You're feeling flirty. 1 week, you're feeling focused. You're feeling active. 1 week, you're feeling really tired. And maybe the world has told you that resting and self-care and lying down and listening to your body, well, that doesn't fit in this productive masculine world. All of a sudden, now you're painted as though you're lazy, that you don't work hard, that you are simply just not meeting the standards. Push harder. Do more. And that creates our entire system to be completely out of sync, not to mention the guilt, the shame that we have placed upon ourselves whenever we feel in our bodies we should be resting, or we feel in our bodies this doesn't really feel right, or we feel a little sensitive to how someone has spoken to us or treated us, but we're told you're too sensitive, just get over it, it's all in your head, without acknowledging that we have all of this built into us in order for us to actually be the most fabulous woman we're designed to be. So I decided to completely sync with my cycle for a full month and completely try it out. It wasn't really that hard because I was already in that space anyways. I was actually just supporting myself. I was guiding myself along the way. So I said, you know what? I'm going to try this. I'm going to just see if there's any difference. I'm just curious. So I aligned my mind and my body. I chose the best foods that would align with my body for that week. I chose the best exercises that aligned with my body for that week. I chose to guide my mind in the best way that I was already naturally feeling anyways. So how have I felt since completing one full cycle, just after one cycle? One, my skin has never looked better. It has been very glowy. It has been very radiant. My emotions have been more balanced than ever. I don't feel nearly as irritable as I did before. I don't feel nearly as stressed as I did before. I don't feel as overwhelmed as I did before. A lot of the PMS symptoms that I would feel very strongly, I don't feel. If anything, it's either non-existent or very mild. And I think mostly because I'm actually honoring my natural system. My body doesn't feel so heavy and bloated. I feel light but grounded all at the same time. And without me even putting in a ton of effort in trying to work out, trying to lose weight, trying to cut back on all this stuff, my body is just naturally releasing the weight. And changing the foods, obviously, but knowing the right foods for each week, knowing when I need to increase my iron, knowing when I need to increase my vitamin D, knowing when I need more calcium. And I have read case studies, I have done research, because even for myself, I remember a couple of years ago, I was in so much high stress and I was coming into that last week of my cycle where the PMS was so strong that I felt, I'm just going to be completely honest with you, I felt like my mind and my emotions were just going to unravel and explode. And I felt like I couldn't handle life. I felt like everything was so heavy against me. I felt overburdened. I felt like I just couldn't really manage it at all. It was really, really hard and challenging for me. So I was just trying to find any way that I could relax, but I knew that there had to be an underlying issue. What was I missing? What was my brain missing to make sure that I was able to keep some of my serotonin levels up? And that's when I did more research and I learned what nutrients and deficiency could link to PMS, could link to those low moods, those feelings of tension, the feeling of going beyond irritability, but almost like an internal emotional rage. And I learned there is a link. And so once I learned this and learned when to consume those foods, because I would try to consume just an abundance of all these foods all at once, which that's fine if you want to eat that, but knowing when my body actually needs it the most helped me to not feel overwhelmed, helped me to prioritize a meal plan and meal prep accordingly, and knowing how to nourish my body. And wow. I feel so free. I really just feel like I can actually manage my stress levels. I can manage my emotions, my skin, my hair looks good. My body is getting back in alignment. And I just absolutely feel so wonderful just after 1 month of doing the cycle syncing. And I think the biggest mindset change for me was that, yes, I knew that I would change and I would go through different patterns and I would fluctuate. But once I realized that there is actually indeed a repeated pattern, that completely changed everything. There is an intentional cyclical pattern embedded in every single woman. And let's be honest. Women are truly four different people every month. But instead of feeling ashamed of that or feeling like you have to hide that or feeling like you have to pretend to be something else or you have to try to assimilate whatever is around you, you give up your power by moving into that headspace when if you were just to get in sync with who you actually are, you would feel the reduction of blockage. You would feel the reduction of frustration. You would feel so in tune with yourself. You'd almost feel like you were this incredibly magical being. I'm not kidding. This has been the only thing that has completely helped. All of a sudden now I have a flow. I have a rhythm. I'm able to listen to myself, to nurture myself. I'm able to learn what is actually for me, what is not for me. And I am recreating myself every single month. I would highly listen to the episode I covered on the power of your cycle. I stand by this even years later. But it wasn't until I actually broke away from the external masculine world that does tell you, you're lazy, you gotta do this, you're weak, you're submissive. I broke away from that and I said, I don't care whatever people's perception is. So I said, you know what? I'm just gonna do it. I wanna see what this feels like. And wow, it just makes life so much simpler. You can plan accordingly. You can nourish your body with the right foods. Knowing what your body needs each week, you can just honestly just honor yourself. So I practiced this, I loved it, and I will continue to do this for the rest of my life. There is no going back. And so that helped me to design this program, which is Moon Cycle Wellness. One of my beautiful Love Tribe listeners and Heartblend members experienced the same thing I experienced. And I'm going to share with you her testimonial. It says, my experience with the Moon Cycle Wellness Program was nothing short of life-changing. This is not an exaggeration. I have lived my life pushing through my cycle with misunderstanding, neglect, and complete disregard to all of the beauty of what it means to be a woman. This program breaks down each week, concentrating on what we need for support as far as nourishment, mental and emotional awareness, and all aspects of true self-care. The wonder of complementing each week's differences added clarity to who I am and how I operate, truly honoring the amazing complexities as a female. Dropping feelings of shame or the feeling that something is wrong with me about how I feel emotionally and physically. This program teaches you techniques to guide you through the ebb and flows of the month. I highly encourage it. You will be astonished at the peace it brings. Wow. That is incredible. To know that nothing has been wrong with you this entire time. That maybe we've been misguided. Maybe just all of those Midol and Motrin commercials of a woman doing kickboxing and all of these things, completely dismissing how she feels in order to be just like the masculine, is so wrong. And we know we feel something. So many of us are trying to move into this soft life era, or we try to move into our divine feminine, where we're just in the feminine state. But when you acknowledge yourself as a whole, to know that you have a week where your masculine energy is a little stronger, and you don't need to shame that. You have weeks where your feminine energy is a little stronger. You don't need to shame that. And you have a week where you just want to get rid of everything that is in sight. You want to release your emotions. You want to feel how you feel, and you don't want any questions about it, and you shouldn't be ashamed of that. But when we understand, that's when the shame and the fear and the guilt and all of those low vibrational emotions can actually be dropped. I want you to try this for yourself. Just see how it feels. So if this is something that you're wanting to experience, go to the description of this podcast episode and click the link, and it will take you right there for you to try it for yourself. I hope that for any woman who is feeling imbalanced, unstable, all over the place, that this can actually give you not only relief, but true empowerment. And if today is day one of your cycle, then this is absolutely your consciousness trying to show you a new way, because that is when you start cycle syncing and you would start this program. I know this was an unexpected message, but my purpose in being here is multifaceted, but most importantly, it is to speak the truth, and it is to create new doors and spaces for healing and nurturing. Well, again, thank you so much for being a part of this loving, beautiful community. I truly do love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Heartbloom Podcast.